All right, welcome back. Jeff Blum has joined us today. If you hadn't heard, you should have by now. I know if you're a hockey fan in town, any kind of a hockey fan, you've heard that Port Huron's getting a professional roller hockey team. The announcement was made back in May, and the announcement was recently made that Jeff Blum has been hired by the local team, the Port Huron Yeti. And thanks for the shirt, by the way.
You're welcome.
Am I the first person to get a Yeti t-shirt?
You're like the third.
Oh,
I had my
man.
Son and, you know, a couple other people.
Oh, all right, yeah. I can understand that.
Right. So I brought a couple home, and he had to grab the small one right away. And so,
Did you guys get to pick the name, or did the league pick the name?
No, the name was already picked. I think they did the mascot after Rob Velisevic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know he's involved in the league.
Yeah.
There are a couple of names that I'm familiar with. Bobby Clouston has a couple of times tried to get roller hockey really big again. Because there was a stretch when you played in the 90s, roller hockey was huge. Every time MacKillop is here, I've got to hear about the Anaheim Bullfrogs.
Right.
But, you know, guys get paid a lot of money, and there were teams all over the United States, and it was big for a while. Nowadays, it's kind of something that you're trying to get going again here.
You know, as far as the professional aspect of it, it's not like it used to be, but the kids' aspect of roller hockey has really grown compared to the 90s. I mean, there's more rinks down in the Detroit area, and even coming here with roller hockey, and I think that's going to be one of the challenges, and I told Bobby and those guys from the league is, we're a little bit unfamiliar with what roller hockey is here in Port Huron. Not many kids play. Like my son, he's never played roller hockey. And I, you know, hopefully when the floor goes in May, we'll be able to do some youth leagues, some adult leagues, and kind of familiarize, because it is a great game. And I mean, you talk to Bobby MacKillop about it, he'll tell you. And I mean, playing in the RHI was incredible. I mean, we were the National Hockey League of roller hockey, and you know, that's what they're going to try to create here again, starting out on a smaller scale. You know, probably one of the most exciting things that I keep hearing is this is going to be the best roller hockey players in the world. And what they're telling me is not even ice hockey guys, which I'm finding a little bit surprising. But I believe it, because just how much the roller game has grown. You know, ice hockey's took a change. The expense to play ice hockey today, a lot of kids can't afford to play anymore. So you're getting these kids that can go play on tennis courts, and they go play on a floor, and the floor time's cheaper than ice time. So it'll be really interesting. And I think as far as what the product is going to be, it's going to be pretty exciting. And I know before we got on here, and now I don't know how true this is, and this is not coming from anybody in the league, but there's rumor that you might see Pat Maroon playing for St. Louis. And I could see Perry Turnbull putting that off, even if he's just playing home games. I know his son Travis is going to play for them, and he's a pretty good player himself.
Yeah, you know, Perry Turnbull was had a pretty good NHL career playing for the St. Louis Blues.
He did, and he reminded me that because I played for him in St. Louis, and he reminded me of that every practice and how he used to chase my brother around, and he chased me around in practice. And one of the best things about Perry was roller hockey practice, we did drills for maybe like 15 minutes, and then we scrimmaged. Well, Perry would play. And if Perry was losing, the longer practice went. So we got to a point where, okay, it was like, all right, we got to let him win, man. It's been an hour and a half now. We got to go, you know. So middle of the summer, and sometimes we were in the Kiel Center, and sometimes, you know, I think it's the Savas Center now, and sometimes we were at the outdoor rink that had an awning. So, but he was great. He's going to be part of St. Louis Vipers, and they're, bringing that back. And you know, before, you know, Bobby had approached me, and I had a couple long conversations with Perry, and, you know, he sees, like you were talking about, what was in the 90s and what they tried to create. He sees, an opportunity for it again, and hopefully, I think they went too big, too fast in the 90s. We played in all the NHL rinks. We flew everywhere. We stayed in the best hotels. And I think they were a little bit too big, too fast. And the league grew, I think, 12 to 24 teams in that short, what was it, around 5 years. I mean, there's a great documentary on it on Netflix. Killer's on there. We need to hear that.
There's a reason not to watch
it. Right. They don't interview them or not. They're just the highlight of them. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that can be exciting. And, you know, I think the one thing, the other challenge here in Port Huron is going to be it's summertime. Why are we going to come indoors? And, you know, like I told those guys, the one thing, not only the game, and the one great thing about this game before I go any further, there's going to be body contact, which there was in RHI. But they are going to be allowed to fight.
Oh, see, that you've won over more than a dozen people already who listen to this show.
They are going to be allowed to fight. It's only going to be a 5-minute major. They don't have limits of only 10 fights or anything like that, the things that are going on. So that's going to be quite interesting. We weren't allowed to fight in RHI. We were allowed to hit, but we weren't allowed to fight. So that's going to make things interesting. And, again, I think with the players. And, you know, like what I was getting at is for Port Huron, you know, hopefully, you know, over the next couple of weeks, just getting some ducks in a row and get out in the community. But it's going to have to be, I was trying to tell these guys, it's going to, why do I want to come there? You know, we're going to make a family atmosphere, you know, hopefully do some things before the game and during the game. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I was there for the first time this summer. It was Jimmy John's Field.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. That's great.
Oh, my God. What a family friendly. And, you know, the baseball, it was good. It was okay. You know, and some of those guys are getting shot next level. And that was great and everything. But the game got over. We went with my son's hockey team. And, I mean, we were there 45 minutes after. They're not kicking you out of the park. And it was just a really good time. And, you know, hopefully with it being summertime here, there's, you know, some things around the area that we could create before the game. And obviously we got some local establishments for after the game. And, you know, hopefully the kids and the people will, you know, enjoy it. And I think, again, I think the product on the floor is going to be great. If you could see, I mean, the skill level of these guys, I've seen some highlights of some of these guys today, is pretty good.
I like this. A lot of people think you've got to have, like, a big league with 10 teams or more. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, establish some good core teams. And this is really interesting. The four teams – in a city as big as St. Louis, and in a city like Grand Rapids that continues to grow, and then you got a team that's going to be in Port Huron, and just down the road from us, the Detroit team's going to play out of Fraser. So I think it's an interesting combination. And obviously, you're not going to get as many fans as St. Louis gets, because by accident, if they get 1% of the population, right, they've got a couple thousand people.
Well, yeah. You know, St. Louis is... they are huge in roller hockey, and they always have been. I mean, even when I started playing, I was 15 and just playing. We didn't even have leagues then. I showed up on a Sunday morning and I basically played drop-in, and you went to the national tournament, and St. Louis was good. They had the St. Louis Blast and Scotty Rupp and this guy and that guy. St. Louis Blast was coming to town. Everybody was in trouble. And, you know, hockey there, and you look at the guys that they're putting in the National Hockey League. Now, hockey has grown. And that was one thing talking to Perry, we were laughing about, well, St. Louis Blues just won the Stanley Cup. So now everything's really hockey there. And I can tell you that from running camps and clinics. When Chicago was winning cups, our camps and schools, our population, we grew from 1 to 2 locations. We're 7 locations in Chicago now. So it's going to be exciting to go there. I look forward they're going to do a combine there at the end of December. I look forward to going there for that and seeing, you know, I'm sure some of the people are still around. And, you know, again, especially to see Perry. Perry was probably one of my favorite coaches, if not the favorite. I wish he would have coached ice hockey. I would have loved to have played for him. You know, he's right up there with, you know, another one, Dave Cameron. So
good stuff. So you guys are going to get going in May, the season begins?
May the season begins, yep. They're going to put the floor in May. We'll have a training camp, exhibition game, and trying to think of the timeline. Maybe the second week in May, the games are going to start and go through August.
Well, what are you looking at, like, in terms of roster size? How many guys do you need to fill a team?
They're going to be probably 16 on the roster. You play 12 and 2 goalies, so 14 will dress. You have basically 3 lines of 4. 2 forwards, 2 defensemen, or 3-1, and you know that'll kind of be up to the coach too. So
now, are you gonna? I know you're GM. Are you just gonna handle the business, or are you going to get behind the bench there and coach these guys?
No, I'm not going to get behind the bench. I would like to, but maybe one day. I still have, you know, my daughter is, you know, still coming to the end of her high school season here, and with her golf and stuff, it was just something I didn't want to commit to, you know, with her having another big summer to look forward to next year before we get her off to college. So making a commitment to travel and do that every weekend would have been pretty tough. But maybe one day I'll get behind a bench, especially if they're allowed to fight. I'd like to see this.
I know what I would. You might suit up again.
Yeah, I've got, you know, I've got a couple issues where I would like to get out some aggression. So I would fight for a shift.
how soon are you going to be like set up and ready to go, or are you set up and ready to go for like people to contact you and maybe get some corporate sponsorship and things like that going?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, we're just starting. So hopefully, like I said, by early next week, you know, I've reached out to maybe a few people, not many, trying to really put together a sales team right now of just some local people. You know, I have the brochures, I have the pamphlets, business card. So it's coming slowly. I would say probably early next week, I'm going to start getting out and going and talking and, you know, kind of taking what my brother did and costed when we first came here as the Border Cats. You know, I did talk to both of those guys and, you know, give me some tips and ideas because, you know what I feel about Costa and what he did here for the Border Cats. And, you know, my brother's my brother.
And he's had an interesting season or summer, too.
Yeah, poor guy. He wanted to help everybody. So, you know, he was going to be the commissioner.
Some people can't be helped. At least that's what the doctors keep telling me.
No. I got to see him today for about a good half hour down at Fraser. So that was kind of funny. He's on his kick. About the game changing and all these new terms they're using, whipping and, you know, the swarm defense. And he can't believe two defensemen are in the corner. Makes no sense. If he coached against it, you know, they'd score 5 to 6 goals. So he was definitely on a roll today on his soapbox.
So he has not changed at all. Good.
No.
Good. That's one person I don't ever want him to change.
Yeah, he's doing really good, though.
All right. Professional roller hockey is coming to Port Huron. It starts in May, and Jeff Blum is involved. So, you know, good things are going to happen.
Well, we hope so.
Blummer, we'll have to have you come by a little more regularly now.
Oh, yeah.
You can't stay away.
Right. We're going to have to do like we did the coaches, so we're going to have to do GM show.
GM show.
Believe me, we'll get some characters calling in. I'll get Chewy to call in from Boston for sure.
I just want to make sure, though, that this is not going to interfere in any way, shape, or form with the Wiffle Ball World Series.
Never. I can't interfere with
is
that.
The season over by August? You don't like playoffs don't run into August, do they?
Yeah, no, we'll be playing in August, so I just have to make sure Bobby schedules some road games for that weekend.
All right, Jeff Blum on the program. Got to take a break, but we'll be back with more in a moment.